Good morning, everyone. My name is Nina Hernandez, and welcome to my social justice podcast. Today, we will be discussing the topic of gun violence. This is a very relevant social justice issue today because not only is it a public safety issue, but because it disproportionately affects the more vulnerable members of our community, such as women who are victims of domestic abuse, people of color, lower-income communities, and young people. Therefore, this is a social justice issue because it undermines people's right to health and their right to live, the most fundamental human right. Let's begin with some helpful statistics in order to get a better idea of how important this issue is. On average, 33,000 Americans are killed with guns each year. There are approximately 310 million firearms in the United States, and every day, approximately 90 civilians die from firearms. This means that there are more than 3 firearm deaths every hour. The gun homicide rate for black males is 2.4 times higher than for Latino males, and 15.3 times higher than for white males. In 2019 alone, there were 419 mass shootings in the U.S., meaning shootings where 4 or more were injured or killed. Despite these startling numbers, gun violence in America has become increasingly normalized in recent years. Children today are used to hearing about mass shootings in the media, and it has unfortunately become a part of our culture. We also saw a spike in gun sales recently with the COVID-19 crisis, as people purchased guns out of fears that we would experience civil unrest. Studies have shown that many people, even gun owners, are supportive of stopping gun violence. However, once the issue is framed as gun control, gun owners feel that their rights are being violated. This is because the Second Amendment to the Constitution gives citizens the right to keep and bear arms. This makes it difficult for lawmakers to rally support for gun control measures. One of the most influential actors in the gun control debate is the National Rifle Association. With approximately 5 million members, they are one of the most important lobbying groups in Washington. Money is another important part of their influence. With hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue each year, they also are important donors to political candidates who support gun ownership in the U.S. The NRA began as a neutral organization, but recently they have become associated with the Republican Party. In the past few years, the NRA has drawn more criticism. This shift began with the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, where 20 children and 6 adults were shot and killed at an elementary school. In response, the NRA advocated for adding armed security guards in schools. This is why many people argue the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. To help understand what can be done about this social justice issue, I interviewed my sister, who was a political science major at UCLA, and wrote a policy memo to the president on gun violence last year.
What has been your experience in studying gun control at school?
I studied the rising issue of school shootings in the United States and how this unfairly affects poor students or students of color.
And what did you find?
I found that shootings absolutely affect low-income communities of color more harshly. That's because they don't have access to the same resources that can educate them about this issue, as well as help them maintain proper mental health. Many of these school shootings occur as a result of troubled students who identify as outcasts and demonstrate violent tendencies or even mental instabilities. But unfortunately, these issues are typically swept under the rug and aren't provided the necessary tools to help them.
So, in your policy memo to the president, what did you suggest to help the issue of shootings in America?
As a nation of immigrants, it's important that we protect all Americans, not simply those who benefit from their own privilege. With new and safer policies, I believe we'll see drastic change in the amount of gun violence in this country. As of right now, there are no federal laws requiring a background check for those who want to purchase a gun. There are also no federal regulations on the sale of assault weapons. There have been many proposals for laws to require background checks and ban assault weapons, but none of them have been successful. I proposed requiring a specific gun license for every gun purchase, so this would discourage purchases made on a whim or to a dangerous individual. Gun licenses would require a federal license, such as a driver's license, an efficient background check, and the completion of a gun safety course. These gun licenses should have an expiration date of anywhere between 5 to 10 years. This would allow those who wish to own a gun in their home or use it for safe purposes to do so while making it a safer and more accountable process. Additionally, proper student counseling should be available to every student from middle school through high school. Monthly surveys and classes to check in with students and get an idea of general mental wellness among students would also benefit schools. These measures may expose students who are struggling in school or with personal or family issues and prevent violent outbursts that could harm fellow students.
Great suggestions, Simone. On that note, thank you for joining me today. I will leave you with a quote from Gandhi. Nonviolence requires a double faith, faith in God and also faith in man. I encourage you to keep up with how this issue can be solved, and maybe one day we can provide a safer world for our children.